how to start and register a business in the Netherlands.
If you want to set up a business in the Netherlands as a foreigner, there are several steps you'll have to take. Also, you need to know about the Dutch market, rules for employers, and legal forms. With me are Johan Lafra from the Netherlands Chamber of Commerce and Israeli entrepreneur Avishai Trabelsi, founder and CEO of Quicargo, a business he started in the Netherlands. Welcome to you both, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
To have you here.
Nice to be here.
When you came to the Netherlands, you started Quicargo. And what kind of business is Quicargo?
I moved here April 2016, and Quicargo is a marketplace. It's an online platform that matching empty trucks that running around the roads to any business that need transportation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was there a gap in the market for filling empty trucks?
For now, we have about 50% of the trucks that you see on the roads are purely empty or even partly empty.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So we have a lot of potential to utilize and to improve it commercial-wise, but also it will improve a lot the congestion that we are having and, of course, the CO2 and the greenhouse gas.
Mm. And how did you come up with this idea?
I was managing my family trucking company in back in Israel, and I had the same problem. We had a lot of empty trucks. And we needed to, and the margin was very low, so we needed to fill the trucks in order to get profit, better margin of the operation. And once I realized it's a big problem, not only in Israel, I decided to quit and start the global Quicargo.
Mm. Yeah. Wow, very interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you want to start your business here, what do you need to know and what do you need to take care of?
I would always start with myself. Do I have everything I need to be a successful entrepreneur? Do I have the right skills, the right drive, the motivation to make it a success? Am I willing to go all the way for it? I think that's always going to be the first thing. Second thing, is to decide if there's a market. Mm. So you need to take a close look at what's the competition like, who are going to be your clients, how many of those are there, and will it eventually end up in a successful business? I think that's going to be step two. Might be something to take a look at if you need some sort of financing. Is there money needed to set up? But if that's all taken care of, the only thing that remains is registering at the Chamber of Commerce. And okay. From that point on, you're ready and set to go.
And what if you've done that, what do you need to do next?
And when you did all that and you actually have a business, it's time to go out there and start doing the work and start making money. Yeah, I think that's it.
And do you need anything else, like from the government, like citizen service numbers?
That's a part that's also something that you need to take a look at. Of course, you need to have a tax number. You need to have a VAT number. In order to do so, you need to be having a person identification number, a BSN number. So there are a few things on the side that need to be taken care of as well. Those are the two important ones.
And how did you prepare to enter the Dutch marketplace?
It started to not stopping dreaming about Quicargo like in the last 3 years, 2.5 years. And then once I took the decision, I sold my house, my car, and I started to invest. So the first point that you mentioned, that if you're into, in order to actually realize it, you need to invest a lot, and I related it to that point. The second thing is the market research is the most important thing. So before we decided to move to the Netherlands, I traveled 3 months around Europe. After analyzing and making research at home, where are the potential market to start with? And I invested a lot of time by talking with hundreds of companies, experts, logistics, professors in Germany, UK, Poland, here. And eventually, I just asked the people in the companies, I offered my proposition, and then here it was the fastest reaction to start. Just let's try it, and let's see if it's working. And then, and this is how we started. Yeah. A lot of manual and a lot of call phones, but eventually, from the
you
first
did.
Client, it started to be where are we now. Yeah.
Perfect. And who are your customers?
We're targeting mainly micro small businesses that they're not actually having their own logistic department internally, or they're not having a logistic third-party logistic that handling all the logistic flow. And we can actually help them to be much more flexible and also and commercial-wise to be more in the prices. They're saving transport costs, but they also they have the green impact. That is a small company, it's not your first priority to be green, but with our system you can actually do it with your right away without investment.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, well, you started a business with employees, but you can also start your business as a self-employed person.
That's true.
And you have different legal forms. And what are those forms? What are the options?
Mostly, we see a lot of people registering either a sole proprietorship or a general partnership. And those are both looked at as you as an individual, as a person. It's also possible to go for a legal form, a legal entity, in the Netherlands being a private limited company, also called a BV. Mm. Those are the two that end up we end up with the most. Some people use words like freelancing and ZZP, which is also a term very widely used in the Netherlands. Those are no specific legal forms. When you start as a ZZP or a freelance, you'll either end up with a sole proprietorship or a BV with you as being the director shareholder.
Okay. And well, how do you choose the legal form that suits you best?
That depends on the work that you did up front. There are a few differences. One has to do with taxes. Being a startup business with a low profit expectation might benefit more from a sole proprietorship. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there's issues with liability. If you have an activity that in which you are highly liable, high risk, it could be to choose for the BV instead, that has a limited liability.
Mm. And which legal form did you choose and why?
We are in BV, and mostly because of our funding comes externally from investors. Mm. And once they're investing, then it's a must have a legal entity as a BV. Yeah. But also,
Did your investors get shares? My apologies. Did your investors get shares in your business?
Yeah, they have equity in the business, so we're partners.
Yeah.
And when you're a partner, I think it's very important that it's easy to share the. I don't know even if you can do in partnership the share equity.
So that's also that's something that you look at. If there are shareholders, multiple shareholders, you need to go with a BV company.
Yeah,
the other one isn't an option.
Ah, okay. And when and how do you register your a company at the Netherlands Chamber of Commerce?
Depends on the scenario. If you want to set up a private limited company, you go to a notary and they'll take care of it, also with us. So in that case, we don't see you at all.
Oh, okay.
If you go for a sole proprietorship or a general partnership, you come to our office, you set up an appointment, fill out the paperwork and stop by. Either alone or with all partners, if there's more than one.
Mm. Good coffee.
Yeah, you recommend it. And what's the right moment to register? Is there a right moment?
I would say that when you start doing the business, if you have clients, if you have turnover coming in, that would be a point of registration. Doesn't work like that all the time. At some point, you might to be a little sooner than the actually starting point. In my experience, don't be too soon. Taxes will start and you get a lot of paperwork, which is useless if you didn't start already. But if you need it for whatever reason, or there are clients nearby, then you should have yourself registered.
And of course, your business needs a trade name. How do you come up with a good one?
I wish I knew. You really have to, you need to find something. And for some, it comes naturally. For another, it's really work to get a name that suits what it is that you're going to do. Just keep in mind that you need to be unique. Mm. It cannot be already being used by someone else. It cannot be misleading in any way. So it needs to be unique. Mm. You'll really need to find one yourself.
Which is not confusing as well.
which is not confusing as well, which becomes more and more difficult because we have a lot of businesses in the Netherlands. It's in the millions now. So try to find something that isn't already out there. That's going to be a difficult process, but still you need to find one. And if it's not going to work for just you, and ask your family, your friends, the people around you who know who you are, who know what you're about to do, and that might end up with some good ideas from other people. Things that also need to be considered is if you want to have, let's say, a website for your business, it also needs to be a name that is still available as a domain name.
Oh, yeah.
And also something to check is whether your trade name is already being registered somewhere as a brand name. Yeah. If that's the case, you can not use it as well.
Oh, of course. And how did you come up with your name?
I used my network and my friends, family, and the most creative people I knew to think about three aspects. The first thing, it needs to be easy to pronounce, because you don't say a very difficult one. The second thing, it needs to be international, if it's your intention. It's very important. I see a lot of companies with very domestic names, and it's very difficult to pronounce, and they absolutely need to change the name when they go global, and we're all going global, of course.
Yes.
And the third thing is need to explain the values that you're trying to propose to your audience. So this is how we came with the name, Quick Cargo, and then it's quick and easy and in very easy to book a shipment quick. So this is how we did. And one comment here, the company entity, the legal entity, it can be a different name than the brand name.
Oh, yes.
So it's important to be, it gives you more flexibility.
Okay. And I'm wondering, do you need any qualifications, permits, or certificates to start a business in the Netherlands?
Not actually the starting itself. Starting itself is for us to have you come by and register the business. We're not going to ask you for any paperwork at that point. But there are some specific areas in which you still need permits. Mm-hmm. Transport, for one, is well known. And also, if you want to start an Orica establishment. Mm. There are also rules and regulations there. But it's not going to be something that we're going to ask you for when you come for registration itself. But for certain areas, certain professions, there are some things that you need to have in order to be able to do the activity itself.
Okay. And you have employees. Do you have Dutch employees or foreign employees or both, maybe?
Yeah, we're an international team. 80% are Dutch, and the rest are from Israel, United States, Brazil. We relocate people from all over the world in order to realize Quick Cargo. And so
very
international. It's important vibes to keep.
Well, nice. And can you actually run a business from your home address?
That depends on the activity. Some you can and some you can't. If it's just going to be you at home at your laptop doing some consulting, that's fine to do from home. If you were to start, let's say, a very bad example, but if you were to sell a fireworks, the storage at home might not be the
so
smart
safe.
Thing to do.
No.
So in the experience, it depends on the activity that you have. In some cases, it's allowed. In other cases, it's prohibited. If you want to know for sure, you can check with the municipality to find out if there are any specific limitations.
Okay, and how do you minimize risks?
Be careful with what you do. I think that's the first step. Changing the legal form might help. Going from sole proprietorship to a BV, that could limit your risks hugely. but also think of insurances, terms and conditions. Set up good agreements between you and the entity that you work with. That limits your risks perfectly, I think.
And maybe pension as well?
That's if you want to have some sort of pension when you get old, then you should set up something for that as well. Same goes for insurances for sickness and health. If you want to have something, if you can become work invalid, it might be wise to have something set up for that.
And how did you set up your network here in the Netherlands?
Network. I started to call.
Picked up the phone.
I just picked up the phone with my special accent and tried to introduce myself and the business and where I'm coming from and why it's important for me to realize it and why I chose the Netherlands. And after a couple of maybe not hundreds, but tens of calls. I got the first client, and from that moment, we got more and more. Now we have nearly 1,000 businesses already registered.
Wow, that's so
a lot. Yeah.
And did you visit any events or?
Yeah, we created our brand. We put the names in the events. We also tried to find the most influenced people in our industry, and we approached them a couple of times, let's say, until they agreed to hear us. And I think what we're trying to do is also important for the environment and but also the commercial. So it's win-win-win. Mm. So a lot of people, including the government, supporting such a project. So it was easy for us to promote a positive impact and not something that purely business and commercial, I think. Yeah.
And do you have any tips for other entrepreneurs who want to start their business here?
Oh, many, many.
Yes?
But I think it's also...
Top three, please.
It's important to yeah, you have a lean budget. It's important not to save in matter of all these administration things, and to know exactly what are the rules in order not to miss. So you take a good lawyer, a good accountant, make sure that you have the right insurance, because we're getting a lot of information, for instance, and privacy and things that you need to make sure you can provide those services. So don't try to do everything by yourself. You focus on your business and let expert and maybe people that local companies that helping expert to come here and to make it more easy and faster and more safe.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And do you have any additional tips?
I think you mentioned the most important ones. Get help whenever you need it. So come to us, come to the tax office, hire an accountant, try to get people close by who can help you with certain areas of expertise. That really helps a lot. And get out there and talk to people and tell them that you exist, tell them what it is that you do, and go from there. So go out.
Very
want to add one more thing. Okay. So in my experience from different countries, I think it's good for it's another tip. Here, in my experience, the authorities and the chambers of commerce, but even the RVO and different parties, were very accessible, so it wasn't difficult to approach and ask questions. In my perspective in the past, so when you talk about governmental party, or it's very difficult, it's not really accessible. So there are, ask your questions and put it on the table, and sometimes you'll be surprised, you're going to get quite efficient answers. So this is important to try, because I think the first thing, government, no, it's too difficult to approach. But
it's not.
Apparently not, in my experience at least. So, no.
Good to know. Well, thank you. Gentlemen, so much for all the information.
Thank you, thank you very much.
Starting a business requires a number of steps and key decisions. Once you have decided upon your business legal form, you can have your enterprise registered at the local Chamber of Commerce. Whether you offer services or products, you will do so at your own risk, expense, and with full responsibility towards third parties. Preparing well is the best way to start. The Dutch Chamber of Commerce provide information on starting a business. You are definitely not on your own. Plenty of competent assistance is to be found in the Netherlands business world.
business.gov.nl. How to start and register a business in the Netherlands.